Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you? Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you? Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Can you not hear? Hello? Can you
I
not hear
I said hello
me?
Three times. Can you not hear me, sir?
Yeah.
I think my mic is static.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Much better. Hey, I got a. Who do I talk to? Somebody was supposed to come and install a dishwasher at our property, and nobody showed up, and then nobody called, and they blew off the appointment, and then they did it a second time. Who do I talk to about that? They offered a $50 gift certificate, and that's not enough. I want something more out of that. Who do I talk to?
You'll have to contact this line here. What's your scheduled date for today?
It was supposed to be for today, but nobody confirmed it yesterday, and that was supposed to be the other day, and then there was supposed to be a window that they were supposed to be coming, and they didn't come during the window, and then they called later and said they were on their way when nobody was going to be home. And
okay, what's your first name?
The person that ordered it, her name is Ingrid.
Okay, can you spell it?
Ingrid.
Okay, what's the zip code?
Zip code is 80016.
And it is going to that address for the installation as well, right?
That's correct.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, what's the phone number that was on the order?
God, it was probably
720-254-2896. And did the store tell you about a $50 gift card? Who told you about the $50 gift card? Because I'm not aware of that.
I don't know who called my wife, but somebody told her that the person was $25 and it was $50. I said, you know what, that's not enough. She just went and had a mani-pedi and she's been washing dishes like crazy. It's ruined her manicure. That was $100 to begin with. So who is responsible for doing this? Who's responsible for the gift
for scheduling your appointment? For like once you buy whoever you bought from Best Buy or Home Depot, you bought from Best Buy?
Yeah.
Okay, so once you get your appliance from them, they send the order over for you to get a scheduled date for the installation to take place. When the order is assigned to, once an order is assigned to a tech, the day before you're supposed to receive a pre-calling, you know that your order confirming you and reminding you of your appointment. Then the day of, the tech is supposed to reach out to you 30 minutes prior before they arrive, and they're also supposed to come to the house to knock even if you don't answer the phone.
Yeah, well, they did none of them. So they just said that they were on the way, and by the time that they were on their way, we were gone. So it was outside the window when they were supposed to be there, and it was confirmed twice. So who do I talk to about getting a $100 gift card versus a $50 gift card? 50 is not enough. This is the second time.
I'm not sure about a gift card. So once the order loads, let me see what's notes on the order and what you was told, because I'm not seeing anything. I'm waiting for my system to load the order. And then I could go from there and tell you who you would have to contact, because I'm not really sure and who told you about a gift card. Because I know that we don't give out gift cards. So.
Well, I want to know who to contact, or else how to waive the, is there an installation charge?
The only thing that you've got charged for was Best Buy. I already charged you for the installation to take place. So yes, it was a charge.
Yeah. Okay. Who do I talk to at Best Buy? That's what I need to find out.
You will contact Best Buy, your Best Buy store that the appliance was purchased from.
Yeah, but there must be somebody responsible for the disconnect between Best Buy and your company. Somebody must be responsible for that. Who is
so
that?
For if the tech did not show up, that's on our end, and we have to contact the tech and send that over to our regional team. If it's something that Best Buy did not do, then that will be on Best Buy. But you saying that the tech did not show up. He didn't come at the arrival window. So it looks like it is not Best Buy, and it looks like it was a disconnect between XPO. So,
What's your regional team's phone number? I want to talk to them.
It's no phone number. We message them through email because they're closed now, so it's no phone number that I can actually give you.
I see some notes. Message them and have them call me.
I can do that first. Let me see what's going on with the order. I see that you did have a dishwasher, and I do see that it was canceled.
Yep.
And I see who you spoke with from here on our end. And give me 1 second. Okay, I do see that you was offered the $25 AMP gift card, and you didn't accept it. You accepted the $50 one. See that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure where he got the gift card from.
Well, who is the one who authorized the gift card?
Sir, I've never been trained on to give out gift cards when something is canceled. So the gift card situation, I don't have any information on that. I would have to send that over in an email because I'm not aware of a gift card. I never gave out a gift card since I've been working for TechLine. That's why I was confused when you mentioned about a gift card.
That's fine. Look at me to the person that knows about the gift card, because I want to talk to those people. Okay?
Well, actually, TechLine does not know about a gift card. The person who's mentioning something about the gift card doesn't even work for TechLine. I don't even know who they are.
Well, do you have
personally,
a name? Do you have a name and contact information?
It don't show the name. It's just showing the comment. Like, it just have the date. If it was us, it'll have their name at the top. Like, if I make a comment, if it was Best Buy, it would have, like, so did you speak with Best Buy? Did you speak with somebody from TechLine when they told you that your order was canceled?
I think it's Best Buy.
Okay. Yes, that's correct, because I see that they canceled this on the 14th.
Yeah. So is there somebody you can direct me back to?
There's nobody I can direct you to. I just have to send an email over because we're not connected with Best Buy. So what I'm trying to do is see what's going on, because they don't even have you scheduled for today. They never schedule you for a date.
I know. So can you send an email and have them contact me, please? That's all I'm asking.
I can send an email and say that you want them to contact you, but I'm not going to guarantee that the regional team will actually contact you. And
okay.
I'm trying to get in touch with the tech to see do he have any information on this order.
Okay, let's just give them my contact information. Have them call Steve at 612-386-870.
All right, and I'm going to contact the tech that was on this order the first time it was scheduled, and to see do he have any information on this order, because the notes that's in this is not giving me any information that I need. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Right, so I'm still sending an email over for you for our team to contact you by phone. But now that I just looked at the notes that's on here, Best Buy canceled the order. When they were supposed to do your rescheduled date, they didn't send a new order over for your next date. So your status of it is canceled. So what you had paid for your installation to take place, it's at $0 now. So it's like they just canceled the whole order, like you wasn't getting the dishwasher installed anymore. So you need to contact Best Buy as well. Hello, caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but your phone is breaking up.
Okay, what I was saying was is that it looks like that Best Buy did cancel this order. They didn't say why the order was canceled and it was changed to rescheduled, but the status of it is still canceled. So I'm going to send an email over for you, but you would need to contact Best Buy as well.
Yeah, okay, all right. Let's do that then.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you need to fix your headset because it's not working well. Tell your boss you need a new headset.
I don't need a new headset.
Ma'am?
It's fine. I just have it turned up too loud.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line.